Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Hier vanuit die regte ateljee kan ek vir jou sê Pretoria op na 33 vandag, Johannesburg 31 en eMalahleni 28. Een van die dag se groot stories, Michael Lamas verskyn vandag voor die Palmridge streekshof op 65 aanklagte van bedrog, dit hou verband met 'n bedrag van 1,4 miljard rand wat veronderstel was om Eskom se Kusile kragstasie in Mpumalanga op te gradeer. Dit nou tussen 2014 en 2017, die 77-jarige is verlede week aan Suid-Afrika uitgelewer. En ontleders meen die jongste verwikkelinge in die Tshwane Metro, dis nou die feit dat Selea Brink nie meer die burgemeester is nie, is die eerste skote wat afgevuur is in die aanloop tot die 2026 plaaslike verkiesings.
If you look at the government of national unity, there's no way that the DA can win Tshwane outright, nor can the ANC win it outright. And so the future of this country is coalition governance. It depends, you know, a week is a long time in politics. Anything can happen.
Dit was Dr. Alan Klute, navorsingsgenoot aan die Universiteit van die Vrystaat, en hy voorspel dat dit egter nie die einde van die pad is vir die DA nie.
If you look at the government of national unity, there's no way that the DA can win Tshwane outright, nor can the ANC win it outright. And so the future of this country is coalition governance. It depends, you know, a week is a long time in politics. Anything can happen.
Dan na Johannesburg waar 'n 26-jarige man in hegtenis geneem is nadat hy die bestuurder van 'n elektroniese vervoerdiens doodgeskiet het in Berea gisterand. Die polisie se woordvoerder, Kolani Fichla, sê die verdagte is in hegtenis geneem met dieselfde klere aan sy lyf as wat op die CCTV-kameras gesien kan word.
Upon searching the identified room, the suspect was found sleeping and was immediately apprehended. He was positively identified as matching the description obtained from the surveillance footage and was still wearing the same clothing as seen at the crime scene. During the arrest, an unlicensed firearm, a magazine and 10 live rounds of ammunition were seized from the suspect's possession.
En met die naweek in sig, waarskynlik die weerdiens teen ligte sneeu aan die ooskus van die land. Hier is die weerdiens se Samkelisiwe Twala met die waar en die wanneer.
Mostly confined over highland areas of the Western Cape, as well as the highland areas of the southern part of the Northern Cape. And then expecting it to start moving towards the highland areas of the Eastern Cape already late on Sunday evening. And then on Monday, we are expecting it to spread along KZN.
En ons bly by die sneeuw tydens sy besoek aan Gauteng het KwaZulu-Natal se LER vir Finansies, François Rogers, gesê verlede week se sneeuw het geen strukturele skade aangerig nie. Ek is Marlene Fouché, meer nuus om 10.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
It's fine, it's cool, you can say that.